Here it comes, chugging down the tracks. It's the Doge Train, coming straight at the city of Gainesville. Chugga, 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 chugga. Woo, woo! Oh, yeah! Oh, and those in charge at the city, I am sure they are puckered up tight. And that wasn't just to give a kiss hello to Governor DeSantis, who flew in yesterday. I mean, it must have been important because he flew through...
torrential?
Yeah, nice. That's putting it lightly.
Yeah. Oh, man, that was some rain.
Greg drove through it to make a special press conference that not everybody knew about, mm-hmm. but a few people did. And and you went?
Yep.
And at the press conference, Governor DeSantis was there, and the reason he wanted to announce the Doge team is going to be visiting City Hall. What was the feeling? Give me the feeling of the room. Was it a little excitement? The governor's there. How many people were there?
I think they only had seating for like 75, and then there was some press in addition to that in the back. But the whole thing was, it actually was a good energy in the sense that you could tell that a lot of people that were there were from Gainesville or affected by the taxes and the gouging of Gainesville and the commission and Harvey Ward. And so whenever the governor would talk about, you know, specifics of, you know, wanting to clean things up, take a look at the books. And, of course, a friend of the Bob Rose Show, Blazing Golia, who is the new CFO of the state, was there as well. So a great crowd response, a lot of applause, because it's like, you know, can they come in and immediately change things? Well, no, not necessarily, but they've got the rights now at the statewide level to come and take a look, see what they're doing. And, when you're talking about the percentages that they have raised taxes, and talking about doing it again. I mean, I didn't see the mayor anywhere of Gainesville. No,
you'd think that the mayor would come and give the governor like the key to the city. Because guess what?
No.
The governor's got a key to the city. Yeah, this was passed by the legislature.
Yeah.
They have to give him a look. See, this isn't a, hey, let's get together and work on this. Oh, no.
No.
Did you see Jennifer Cabrera there from Alachua Chronicle? Do you remember seeing her?
I did not see her, but there were a lot of folks there that I didn't get a chance to say hello to everybody, but a lot of folks that we know obviously were there, so yeah.
Well, the reason I asked, she wrote another great article.
Well, I can imagine.
And here's something that she pointed out, and this, you take this in for just a minute. The city of Gainesville, okay, has increased property tax revenue,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yeah.
From the year 2020.
That's okay. 5 years. Okay.
Okay. And it's going to be estimated to be $74 million for fiscal year 2026. That's double. So in 6 years, they doubled the revenue coming into the city via property taxes, doubled it in 6 years.
Wow.
What the blankety blank, Hunter?
Yep.
Are they doing with that money? And that's one of the reasons why I think they chose Gainesville
mm-hmm.
to come in. And I think it's also, you know, like the Gators or many college football teams, the first game in the season is a patty cake game.
Right.
They came to Gainesville because they said, these lefty weirdos, it's going to be so easy to fiscally pick them apart.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to be it's going to be like in the stadium, it'd be like a 52-7 drubbing of some southern Mississippi, state college.
Right.
Yeah. Can you believe that, though? Doubled.
And then they're always crying about not having enough money, and they need the money from GRU. I'm like, no, you're screwing everybody over that you have anything to do with. And grabbing everybody's wallet. So stop it. Quit spending money on stupid things we don't want.
Well, that's what the governor wanted to know. His question was, what has the city done with the money?
Uh-huh.
He says they have DEI. They have the Green New Deal. Uh-huh. They have things that, quite frankly, a lot of taxpayers don't want to pay for, in property taxes.
Right.
They don't want to have to fund it. And so the goal of the review is to identify these practices, seek justification for why you've seen the growth in taxes. Yeah. And they want to increase it, like you say, they're talking about, what, 15%?
Yeah.
this go around.
And of course, one of the biggest topics that's always in everybody's mind too, and that's the whole property tax thing. And while it's easy to talk about that from Tallahassee, you got to remember that is not a state tax. That is more at the local level. So you're going to have to address, I don't know how they address that specifically, since it is going to be a local thing, but you know, at least they're looking at it.
Well, that's what they sort of have to figure out.
Exactly.
When the governor went on, he said, we all agree on education, first responders, and all of that, and still be able to provide meaningful property tax relief.
Right.
But not if the spending's not kept in check.
Oh,
so,
yeah, absolutely.
And that's what they're going to try to do. And if you want property taxes to be minimal or possibly to go away, then, yeah, they have to identify the priorities of expenditures. But they also are going to have to figure out a revenue stream to cover it. But this is a great time to kind of pare back.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting, you know, it's the city of Gainesville, but then in South Florida, they're going to look at the whole Broward County.
Right.
And that's where I think in counties, although Broward County, here's the problem with counties quickly. When you move to a city, you expect city services,
mm-hmm.
and you should get those.
Right.
And you are going to have to pay for those things as well. But because of density of population, you divide it up. Cost for those services is minimal per capita. When you want to live in a county, it used to be that you have the realization that, hey, I'm not going to have all the things that a city has. I'm not going to have all those services and conveniences necessarily. But it's reflected in lower taxes. Mm-hmm. So there's a trade-off. But now, well, through the years, it began to slowly increase where people in the county started to demand more services. And they're like, well, you want more services, you're going to pay more in taxes. And it started to move in that direction. And, well, taxes rarely go down.
Funny how that works, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not ha-ha funny.
No, not ha-ha funny. Or this will be a temporary thing. You know, kind of like tolls. But it'll go away eventually, right?
Wow.
It never does
Another great example.
Yeah.
Yep, indeed.